Yo, it is Tuesday, February 7th. The hat's backwards. That means we got work to do today.
Let's go.
Today we're talking about U.S. Treasury reversing previous stances about the definition of SUVs. We are also talking about Stellantis' re-entry into Super Bowl advertising. And the last story that you put in that I can't remember is...
something about Zoom calls and stuff.
Zoom calls and training and better in person and all that. So here we go. All right, so... we're actually in Texas for a couple days again.
Again, which is surprising.
What was the last 2 weeks in a row?
When was the last time I've been in Texas? I don't even, like, I don't go to Texas.
You do now.
I do
now. You
do now.
Three cities within 2 weeks. Look, we're a soda. It's for the people. We got to bring it to the people. And I heard there are a lot of people in Texas. And where we are right now, we can see right over the border into Mexico. So maybe a soda Mexico is next.
Let's go. Man, yesterday.
We were at the border. We were throwing stickers over the wall.
There's actually a row of stickers at the wall.
You tagged it up.
Tagged it up.
Yo, you know they're going to realize who put those there.
Oh. Man, we were with some really cool people yesterday. These young creatives in our industry.
Don't even talk about this again.
I know. But they – so these like young 20-somethings creatives that have come into the industry are working for an auto group. Mm-hmm. And like – it's the story that always happens with creatives. Kind of like
it surprises me every time.
They walk into a store and all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, let me leave my creative self over here, and then we're gonna come over here and make auto stuff, right?"
Well, we were looking at the content, the auto content, and I will say a lot of the auto content this group is making is buttoned up and tight.
It's good. Yeah.
And so we're trying to help them unlock some of that stuff, and then you were like, "Let's check out the Instagram accounts." And we looked at the Instagram accounts of these young people who are on this.
Unreal.
And we were
stuff.
Like, they checked that part of their creativity at the door when they came in to make car commercials. So we said that straight a little bit.
So here's the thing. Here's our, like, just quick Tuesday morning. If you got a creative somewhere on staff, make sure you're helping them unlock things, not just asking them for whatever you think is the best thing. Because
that's going to be hard to hear for a lot of people. Because chances are you're not asking for the right things. Not because you have bad intentions, but you just don't know what to ask for.
Right. So like, release them, free them up to make really cool stuff, and I bet you our industry will just see better creative overall, because like there's some young energy that's going to bring some wild creative into.
One of the questions we asked, like, with what you have to shoot right now in this store with these vehicles and this thing, how would you approach it if you had to make the post on your Instagram?
Right.
And they were like, just do this.
Well,
this,
the sun's
this.
Coming down and I would take the aperture and the bop, bop, bop. And it was like, okay, yeah, just go do that then.
All right, let's talk about a little bit of news today. The U.S. Treasury is reversing a previous stance and changing the definition of SUV. This will make more as EVs fall in the SUV category. We talked about this before. I think Ford had some, it was the Mach-E. Some of them were considered SUVs some of them
weren't. All of the major manufacturers that we typically talk about and are in the major news kind of went to the feds and were like, look, we need a little bit looser guidelines. We need to open this up because all of these vehicles that were falling in the sedan category were making it hard for them to get under the smaller vehicle cap of $55,000. So now
to get the credit,
a lot more vehicles are now going to be eligible for the $7,500 tax credit because they've kind of reclassified what makes an SUV an SUV.
Which raises to $80,000, right?
Exactly.
Anything under $80,000, if it's an SUV, is eligible.
Yep. So, I mean, like GM said, you know, GM and Ford sent nice little love letters to the Fed.
A box of chocolates, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. GM said the alignment on classification will provide the needed clarity to customers and dealers, as well as regulators and manufacturers. So, like, at least they're saying they're thinking about the customer and the dealer. And hey, look, if you were thinking about that $56,000 vehicle that we were talking about a couple weeks ago,
that's right,
it had the little machine gun and the brakes and all that type of stuff. Hey, now you're gonna get the little credits.
How do you feel? Oh, we got some swimmers.
We got swimmers. There we go. We'll be wrapping up here
Hello.
In just a second.
How are you? We got family swimmers because we're wrapping up a show. We're gonna talk about one more thing. Stellantis has confirmed they are gonna be running a Super Bowl ad. After taking off last year in the Super Bowl ad, y'all don't worry about it. Just go ahead, do the thing.
Roll on, we're good.
Hey, you gotta have a first for everything.
Okay, there we go.
So Stellantis, they're getting back into the Super Bowl ads. They took last year off, and they're running two ads. not just two 30-second ads, two 60-second ads. One for Kia in the second quarter, or I'm sorry, one. Yes, Lance is running a Kia ad. That's how we're doing today.
Welcome to Tuesday.
One for Jeep in the second quarter, and one for Ram in the fourth quarter. By which point, the Eagles will be handily defeating the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're going to need that Ram little motivation
just
thing
to run it through, right? Yeah.
But a 30-second ad in the Super Bowl this year costs $7 million.
Can you imagine?
For 30 seconds, and they got 4 30 seconds left.
30 seconds.
Yep.
We should tell them what we run ads for.
So, son, Sodus.
Not 7 million.
We're all natural, baby. It's all organic.
All natural.
All
no
organic.
Ads in this podcast. Yeah, a couple other advertisers, GM, Kia, running 30-second spots. And last year we saw a ton, Toyota, BMW, Nissan, Polestar. So we'll see what comes out of the Super Bowl this weekend coming up. I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about on Monday about the best, the worst. Maybe we'll do a little ranking series on that thing.
You know what? We were going to tell you another story, but there's a really nice family that wants to swim in the pool we're in front of. And hey, those are the breaks. When we're on the road and we're in Texas, right, we got to roll. We got to roll with the punches.
Got to go. So have a great day. Serve somebody. Enjoy the car business because it's a fun one. And maybe go create something.
You better go create something.